Ron DeSantis hits Biden back, "It is not sinful to prohibit the mutilation of minors." By Hannah Blow on March 14, 2023. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, R., on Tuesday responded after President Biden criticized Florida for making efforts to protect children from transgender surgeries and so-called gender-affirming treatments. "It is not sinful to prohibit the mutilation of minors," DeSantis said in response to Biden, who lamented the state of affairs in Florida during an interview on The Daily Show. "What's going on in Florida is, as my mother would say, close to sinful. It's just terrible what they're doing," Biden told Cowell, Pennsylvania. "It's not like a kid wakes up one morning and says, you know, I decided I wanted to become a man or want to become a woman or I want to change. I mean, what are they thinking about here? They're human beings. They love, they have feelings, they have inclinations," Biden said, ultimately suggesting that it is cruel to protect children from transgender surgeries or hormone treatments. DeSantis further responded to Biden's comments. "It is not acceptable for the federal government to mandate that procedures like sex change operations be allowed for kids. Watch." Florida's Agency for Healthcare Administration also responded to Biden's remarks and cited its report released last year, which found that so-called transgender procedures, from surgeries to puberty blockers and cross-sex hormones, are not grounded in science but experimental and investigational. The gender-affirming model pushed by the Biden administration is decades behind other developed countries, including Sweden and most recently Norway, Florida Agency for Healthcare Administration Secretary Jason Bida said, explaining that the true transgression is pushing harmful surgeries and treatment with long-term effects on minors with no accountability or transparency. Bida added, "Last year, the agency conducted a thorough review of several services promoted by the federal government to treat gender dysphoria and found that these services, sex reassignment surgery, cross-sex hormones, and puberty blockers, are not consistent with widely accepted professional medical standards and are experimental and investigational with the potential for harmful long-term effects." Last month, DeSantis promised that he would work with the legislature to hold those who perform such procedures on minors in the Sunshine State accountable. Meanwhile, the Biden administration continues to promote and celebrate gender dysphoria, even honoring a biological male with an International Woman of Courage Award this month.